This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D. SED.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Attorney General's got another North Texas school in his sights. It's happening right now here on the KRLD Afternoon News. I'm David Rankin with Kristen Diaz. We're live in the Milestone Plumbing, Heating, and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. The Attorney General says undercover videos showing a school district in the DFW has displayed a pattern of disregard for state law.
Someone posing as a parent asked Capella ISD if they were following rules about teaching what he called critical race theory. The district's director of curriculum and instruction described tap dancing around the rule not to teach next generation science standards.
But are we still teaching NGSS-ish?
Absolutely.
So they can't really control what's happening.
No, we just do the right thing at the end of the day.
Attorney General Ken Paxton has now sued that administrator, the superintendent, and Capel school board members. The lawsuit does not ask for any money, but does seek an injunction saying the state has a right to enforce its own laws. Capel ISD is on spring break and has not responded. From the 24-hour news center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Austin today, some emotional testimony in a House Judiciary Committee hearing about a bill that would fit non-disclosure agreements in sexual assault cases. The bill is named for Trey Carl Cook, who committed suicide. His sister was among those who testified.
It's no exaggeration for me to claim this as a matter of life and death. I think we know what child sexual abuse does to a person's life, does to a kid. And I think we also know how healing happens. It's by sharing your story in safe places.
HB 748 now goes to the full House for consideration.
State says it shouldn't be allowed. It should be allowed to arrest and charge immigrants in the U.S. illegally.
The Biden administration sued Texas over a state law that would allow local police to arrest migrants who enter the country illegally. Now the Trump administration is dropping that lawsuit. The DOJ had called the Texas law unconstitutional and sought to supersede a federal authority. Abbott signed the bill to challenge the feds after accusing the Biden administration of failing to enact immigration enforcement. The Trump administration has dropped similar lawsuits filed against Oklahoma and Iowa. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, a child in Greenville was shot right outside a hospital this week. Police got a call from Hunt County Regional Medical Center saying doctors were treating a kid for a gunshot wound. They have not said how old the kid is, but when officers arrived, they found the shooting happened in a car in the hospital's parking lot. Police have not said what might have led to the shooting, but they described this as an isolated incident, and they say that no suspects are on the loose.
This portion of the news for Trajan Wealth.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
And we check the airports because of spring break. We've seen 631 delays thanks to the high winds around here. 70 flight cancellations. Most of those are flights coming into the DFW area. They've seen 37 delays at Love Field with 6 cancellations today. If you're heading through security to get out of town, General boarding's taking about 7 minutes at Love Field. If you have TSA pre-check, it's less than two. Just a couple of slowdowns at the big airport, B9 and D18, with the slowest of the slow trying to get through the airport.
People who follow the Kennedy assassination aftermath are clicking away at newly declassified documents, and some very infamous people in the American history are popping up.
Like in previous document dumps, not everything is related to the Kennedy assassination itself. In this week's release, there is a memo related to Watergate burglar Frank Sturgis and a book being written about him. That's just one example of the thousands of pages that were previously classified until this week. And another document that reads, highly sensitive source reports on trade union representative James Hoffa of the Teamsters. That document is 2 pages, and no, there's nothing on it about where Hoppe's body is, if you were wondering. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, news continues to come out of the state legislature down in Austin. They are still in session, and there's a little bit of a sense of urgency as lawmakers get close to the end of the 5-month session. They're going to check in the latest out of the state capitol. NBC5 political reporter Phil Prazan is with us right now on KRLD. So let's start right at the top with the two biggies as far as Governor Abbott is concerned: school choice and property tax reform. School choice, where do we stand on that?
Well, if you remember 2 years ago, how these two issues drug out long into the summer with multiple special sessions. At this point, that's still a possibility because while the House and the Senate say they're on the same page and say that they're going to pass school choice vouchers and property tax relief again, there are a lot of key differences that separate the two chambers, and that will probably continue until the very last days of May, if they can even get a deal together. So it's all going to come together at the end, and if they don't do it, there's going to be a lot of hurt feelings again.
You know that there is a bill that was passed about cell phones in schools, or at least proposed. Where does that one stand?
So it's working through committee right now. It was left pending in the Public Education Committee yesterday. So this would require every public school district and every public charter school to have a plan to ban cell phones. Right now it's written as for the entire day. And it also goes further than that, that said that they can write a plan that bans them for any school-sponsored event on school property. That opens it up to a lot of different events, sports games, dances, right? And I think that's why the bill was left pending in the committee. They're still working out the details of just how far they want to go. But I think that there is a recognition that this has a lot of support in the legislature. It will probably happen. It will probably come together in May in the last couple of days of the session. But, Florida and California have taken similar measures, so it is bipartisan. People are now becoming more aware of the mental health concerns that comes with cell phone use and social media for adults, let alone for kids.
So would it be up to the individual school to set the age cutoff? Kids above third grade can't have their cell phones, or fifth or seventh. Would there be some wiggle room there?
There is going to be some wiggle room. It really just sets the parameters on how far they can go. The districts have to have a ban, and they can go up to this far, up to including confiscating the phone, which, made a lot of parents uneasy because, look, the pushback on this is going to come from the parents. The Texas PTA testified in the committee yesterday that says, hey, all day is a bit much. Can our students text us or call us over the lunch break, something like that. So, yes, it, as written right now, it does give a lot of power to the school districts, but the school districts don't want phones in the class. So I imagine if this passes, there is going to be some pretty harsh policies in place around Texas.
All right, Phil, back up to let's get back to property taxes for a minute. Where are we on that?
So just like 2 years ago, the big fight was between the Senate, who wants to raise the homestead exemption. Last time they did it to 100,000. This time they want to go up to 140,000. You know, that is going to benefit the individual homeowners. That's a priority of Dan Patrick, the leader of the Texas Senate. The House wants to do what's called compression again, which is lowering the rates across the board for everybody, every property owner. But as you can imagine, the people who would benefit the most from that are the people who own huge swaths of land, businesses, ranchers, landowners. So there's different populations of who would benefit more. And then also the House wants to have some more tax exemptions for businesses up to, I think, $250,000. So the House plan is more towards businesses, major landowners. The Senate plan is more towards homeowners, individual homeowners in the many Texas cities and communities. So now look, that you might say, hey, that all sounds good, but there's only so much money to go around. So somebody's going to have to win and lose and give and take in these negotiations ahead. And you have some big personalities in that argument. So we'll see if they come to an agreement.
All right. The lieutenant governor seems to be dead set against THC. He wants to ban it. The Senate's going to vote on that. There's an alternative bill that's up there, a little bit more about regulations. Where do both those stand?
So I think that the outright ban of the THC has more juice to get passed, if you will. I mean, look, this is from a couple years ago. The Texas legislature wrote a law that allowed people to grow hemp. Really, Agriculture Commissioner was a big supporter of it, thinking that this would, you know, growing hemp would be a big business for Texas agriculture. What you have lawmakers now saying is that dozens, if not hundreds, of retailers have used that law to then create, package, and then sell THC products like gummies, like soda, like candy. You probably have seen them pop up all across the state and asking yourself, did we legalize this? Is this allowed? Well, kind of. You know, that's what the answer is. And so what makes it so difficult is you cannot tell what's legal and what's illegal unless you have a THC testing kit and nobody's out there going around to test how strong all these products are. And police, they don't have time for it. And so that's how you create a loophole. And that is how an industry then explodes through a loophole. And then you have the reaction from lawmakers saying, whoa, 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 this all got out of hand. So it's going to pass the Senate. It's a priority for the lieutenant governor. We will see if the THC business community can stop it in the House, but I doubt it.
Sounds like with all of these, the devil is in the details, and they may not be close on any of these yet. Some people, it seems, they will do anything to get into the U.S., up to and including the use of so-called carpet shoes.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Interesting.
Heard of these?
Yeah.
They wear them to hide their footprints down along the border. News Nation's Allie Bradley. She got the story from Del Rio.
This is not necessarily a new tactic. I've seen this used over the last 4 years, illegal immigrants using these. Most of them do obtain these booties from the criminal cartels in Mexico, which often comes with a camouflage kit or outfit, depending on how much they pay. Now, these individuals are subject to being prosecuted with up to 2 years imprisonment for using this tactic throughout this sector. Now, we met up with the new Del Rio sector chief exclusively along the river yesterday, where they're taking a very high visibility posture to deter crossings, right? They want zero people crossing that river. He says the consequences are helping, which includes when someone is caught, they aren't just set back right across the border where they can relink with the same so-called plaza boss, where historically they pay them one time and they attempt to cross three times. Instead, they're sent hundreds of miles away.
In addition to that, being able to deliver a consequence, not only are we doing our job, but we're delivering a consequence. Word gets out quick. Illegal aliens, word carries fast, and they know that if they come in, they're going to get apprehended and then sent back to their country. That's why a lot of them choose not to take on that journey anymore. And some that are being repatriated into the interior of Mexico choose not to come back. They go on their journey back home. Whereas before, when we voluntarily return or repatriate someone to the same area, you'll see them back the next day. That's not the case anymore. They're being flown back or driven out to the interior of Mexico, if not their native country, and they're not coming back.
Now, Moreno tells me Mexico is doing its part, helping stop people on the Mexico side. But he says those people that are repatriated back on the south side of the border, they just don't have the monetary funds to make that trek back over. So in turn, they're going back home.
It's Allie Bradley reporting. Now, speaking of immigration, it has been 5 years now since Prince Harry and Meghan Markle arrived in the U.S.
It's time for them to get out.
Now, suddenly, the prince's legal status in this country is the subject of some increased scrutiny.
Okay.
That story from CBS correspondent Ian Lee.
It began in March 2023 when the Heritage Foundation, a right-wing think tank, filed a Freedom of Information Act request with Homeland Security to gain access to the prince's immigration documents, sparking a two-year-long legal battle. The request aimed to uncover whether, quote, Prince Harry was properly vetted prior to or during admission into the United States. 2 months earlier, Harry had released a memoir called Spare, where he detailed drug use during his youth, including cocaine, marijuana, and psychedelics. The foundation argued that the Duke likely violated numerous laws, which they say should have prevented him from obtaining a visa. It's not known yet if Harry lied about the drug use on his immigration forms. Prince Harry spoke openly about his past struggle with alcohol and drugs following the death of his mother in an interview with 60 Minutes.
But I resorted to drinking heavily because I wanted to numb the feeling, or I wanted to distract myself from whatever I was thinking, and I would, you know, resort to drugs as well.
CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
There's a lot of discretion that the government has, but merely admitting to drug use very often is not disqualifying from entering the country. But lying about drug use can be more serious and potentially could be disqualifying.
If you start disqualifying everyone who's ever done stupid things
does
in their
drugs
youth,
in the States, yeah,
and they were
whatever.
Young, no one's ever going to get anywhere. President Trump has said he's not trying to have Harry deported. And it's unclear if that is the ultimate goal of the Heritage Foundation. But
I think people are just sick and tired of Harry and Meghan.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.